What up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Pretty Girl Progression Podcast. I am your girl, Sherelle. And if you are new here, welcome. I hope you stay. And if you've been here before, welcome back. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend. Okay? Now, ladies, I have a free ebook, 10 Tips to Personal Development. I'm talking everything from grounding to doing your personal work to just overall self-growth practices. Now, girl, it's free and you can grab it at www.prettygirlprogression.com. Along with our merch, we have everything from duffel bags to t-shirts to even journals. And to be honest, it's really to help the channel grow. All the proceeds go to help the channel grow and for me to put on amazing events for you ladies. So grab yours today. Now, grab your journal, like I always say, because today's Pretty Girl Progression word is culpable. Culpable, deserving to be blamed or considered responsible for. Now, you're going to want to bring your boyfriends into the room because it's probably been a long time since they've heard accountability come out of your mouth. No shade, sis. We're going to talk about how to take self-accountability. Now, before y'all jump down my throat, like, girl, what do you know about it? I know a lot. Honestly, I feel like I've battled myself whenever I didn't take accountability. There's a few things we're going to get into. So first things first is listen. Whenever you're going through it with someone and they're just expressing how they feel and how you made them feel, active listening will take you extremely far. You know, a lot of the things that they're trying to resolve or express to you is in the information that they're giving to you. So if you just take a second and drop the ego and allow whatever they're saying to penetrate you, then you will understand exactly what they're saying to you, right? Another thing is acknowledge. Now, I've had disagreements with people before and I've said, well, tell me what I said. And they're literally repeating verbatim what I said. But they didn't really understand what I said. They didn't comprehend what I said. They didn't really process what I said. Sometimes we tend to respond to something so fast instead of processing what it is. They may say something and you're already thinking about the next thing that your next rebuttal. You know, instead of that, just understand and acknowledge what they're saying. So then you can move on to acceptance. Because once you accept what someone says, it's easier for this this dilemma, this moment to pass, right? So acceptance is really knowing that we're not perfect. You know, we have faults, we have trauma that cause us to kind of hold back from taking accountability, but that's no excuse, to be honest. I'll tell you guys about personal things, right? So, you know, I know someone personally who has battled with their mother for the past. And we're not talking about my mama this time, okay? But has battled with their mom for the past 20 years. You know, I'm talking the conversations go from, you know, normal to hanging up on each other on the phone. 20 years of miscommunication, lack of understanding, lack of accountability, and awareness on how the other person is feeling. And recently, it took from that 20 years to have one conversation that led to acknowledging that, wow, you really made me feel this way. And man, I didn't know you were really going through that. Once that person, said person, took accountability, it's like they're besties now. Don't let 20 years pass before you can actually say, you know what, I'm sorry. And be genuine about it, because people can feel when you're faking the funk. Be genuine, accept your wrongs, because it's never too late. I don't care if it was 20 years, 30 years. Like, it's never too late to just mend that relationship, whatever it is, just by, again, taking accountability. And I feel like when you take self-accountability, other people see that as well. Like, you know, it won't be so much of a confrontation. They can come to you openly, honestly, and not feel like you're going to have your guard up, because they know that you've been doing the work and that you can be able to receive what they're saying lovingly. Is lovingly a word? I like that. I don't know. I'm going to look that up. But lovingly, and just open to just receive whatever said person is saying, you know? So I hope this helps, and I hope that no matter what you're going through, that you take accountability for whatever it is. If you're arguing with your man, girl, just go and say, I'm sorry, because you never know. You might get a gift later. Just drop that into your spirit, okay? If it's your parents, if it is an old friend, take the accountability and move on and move forward, okay? So as always, ladies, make sure you grab your ebook, 10 Tips to Personal Development, which is on www.prettygirlprogression.com. And yeah, until next time, queen.